This is episode 664 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search coach and leadership coach, as well as the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And today I'm doing a show about second interviews. You see, most of the advice that you listen to, most of the advice that you watch is all about first interviews, and preparing for a second interview is different than getting ready for a first. Hope you find the show helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find it. And by the way, if we are not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now let's get going. Today I want to talk with you about preparing for a second interview. You see, most people, when they watch videos like this, read articles, prepare for interviews, are really focused on the first interview, the one with HR, the one with the first level of hiring manager. But the second round interview is even more important because a lot of your competition has been, pushed away, and they've narrowed it down to you, maybe 2-3 other people who they're really strongly considering. So how do you prepare for a second interview? The one where the real final decision makers are deciding between you and the last of your competitors. So the first thing I want you to do is spend some time thinking about the answers that you gave to the first round interview, because you have to demonstrate consistency and you have to be even stronger with how you tell your stories here. And that comes back to stories. If there are stories that will illustrate points that you've made at the first round interview, prepare a story or two that's going to enhance what your successes were. So, for example, the classic case is, I was brought into an organization or I was moved into a group that was responsible for such and such. My role was this. And to give you a sense of what I was involved with, and then you kind of paint the picture of what you stepped into, what your role and responsibilities were, some of the struggles that you had, what you did that allowed your firm to either make more money or save money. Now, if it's on the saving money side and you're involved with job cuts, you don't want to demonstrate glee over the number of people that you got fired. That's obviously poor taste. But you just want to talk with them in a matter-of-fact way about what you accomplished while telling a story. The second thing that you want to do is look at the LinkedIn profiles and do some Google searches to see if you can find background information about the people that you're going to be meeting with. Now, it's not like you're going to name drop your alma mater. They can see it on the resume. It's not like you're going to say, "So, I see that you worked at such and such place before this." No, you're not going to do that. But it'll give you a sense of their background. It'll give you a sense of what level in the organization they are. Because people at an extremely high level, excuse the hand blocking my face there, at a high level have a difference in their approach to people who are going to be at your level when they interview. High-level individuals want to make sure that you're someone that they can trust, that you're going to help them look good, that you're going to help them. Well, they frankly don't want to get a call in the middle of the night about a screw-up that you made. So they want to trust you. A person at your level wants to make sure that they're never going to have to rescue you because they don't trust you either. It's a different level of trust, and the nature of the interviews for the peer is someone who they're going to go into more detail with you. The high-level individual is much more casual, and they're just sizing you up from the way you tell your story. So, again, look at the LinkedIn profiles. Do Google searches for the backgrounds of the people you're going to be meeting with. Third, find out at the time that you're being scheduled for the interview, if you're meeting with more than one person, whether it's going to be done as individual meetings or whether it's going to be done as a panel. Now, I mentioned a panel because the way you talk to people on a panel is different than you would on a one-on-one. On a one-on-one, you're just looking at the individual, just like I'm doing now with the camera. But on a panel interview, even though the person on the left, I'm kind of pointing here within the frame of the camera, even though the person on the left may be asking you the question, you don't want to just be talking to that person. If there are four people in the room, you want to start by talking with that individual. Then you're going to move over to this one, then this one, then this one, and then work your way back to this one for where you end the question. It just involves everyone in the conversation instead of you just talking with one person. So those are three things that you can do to prepare for the interview. And again, practice, especially with panel interviews, is a good thing for you to do. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there, plus you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.